Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Last week, we broke down the basics of the HSA. And HSA just stands for Health Savings Account. This is a special type of, we'll call it like retirement account that's used for medical expenses. Now, I went through all these details with the help of Andrew from the Personal Finance Podcast. And we covered this topic thanks to a question I got in from Stefan. Well, I should say a few questions that I got in from Stefan because there were actually a few more details that he asked us to cover. So here is part two of our conversation on HSAs. He will also want to know, what happens if I don't need as much money for medical bills after retirement? I'm a little bit of a skeptic when it comes to using an HSA as a retirement vehicle, just because I know there is work involved in making sure you can pull out maybe as much money as you want. So could you, one, convince me, Andrew, a little bit, and bring me over to your side when it comes to using an HSA as like an investment vehicle? But also, if you could explain kind of this whole process of how do you get money out? What happens if you don't have enough medical bills to maybe pull out as much money as you'd want from the plan? Like, what does that all look like?
So the biggest reason why you'd want to do this overall, Chris, is because of those triple tax benefits. So you can think about this for a second. If you're not paying taxes on hundreds of thousands of dollars that you put inside of this HSA, or maybe it's just $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, depending on whatever you contribute in there, that is a massive difference in comparison to having to pay taxes from a Roth IRA from your paycheck and or a 401k when you pull that money out. So that triple tax benefits, it's going to save you either thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on how big your HSA can be and how much you have in qualified medical expenses. Now, you are absolutely correct that this takes a little more work than traditional retirement accounts because you have to save those receipts when it comes to having those qualified medical expenses. But here's the powerful part about this is the IRS has no timeline as to when those medical expenses would need to be. So you could be a 22-year-old who went out and broke your leg and you have these qualified medical expenses and you save those receipts and you could reimburse yourself tax-free at the age of 62 because there is no timeline on how old this has to be. So the way that I actually traditionally do this is I have a Google Drive folder that just says HSA. And every year I just literally throw my receipts in that Google Drive folder. And then I started a spreadsheet just to kind of calculate how much I have in qualified medical expenses. You really don't have to do that. You can kind of work on it later on. But I just do that to make it easier. So every time I have a qualified medical expense, I just write it in that spreadsheet. And this can qualify for all kinds of stuff, even all the way down to like cold medicine and things like that. So there's a lot of different qualified medical expenses that you can add to this account and you get those triple tax benefits. Because imagine your investments growing completely tax-free over time. This is just a massive, massive benefit to us instead of having to pay those either capital gains taxes and or having to pay income taxes on that money. Now, when you get to age 65, what happens with the HSA is if you don't use this for qualified medical expenses, it basically just turns into an IRA, where if you use the money prior to turning to age 65 for non-qualified medical expenses, then you're going to have to pay a 20% penalty. But if you wait till the age of 65, it turns just into an IRA. You can pull the money out penalty free, and then you just pay the taxes on it. Or you can still use that money as a qualified medical expense and not pay taxes on that. So we all know that as we age, healthcare costs rise over that time frame. So typically, you're going to have more healthcare costs as you age anyway. So you'll be able to utilize this account for that. But if you don't, and you just want to pull the money out, you will just pay taxes on the money. That's all that happens on that front.
Ooh, okay. All right. You're winning me over a little bit here. And you know, there's one thing else. I don't think we went into enough detail on it. It's the idea of, you said you're keeping record, keeping track of those medical bill receipts in order to pull the money out. And that's because, right, in order to take the money out of an HSA prior to 65 or to avoid paying any taxes, it has to be for a medical expense. So you have to provide proof, right, of whatever the cost is. Like if you want $1,000 out, you can't just take it because you want it. You have to show I have a $1,000 medical bill. And so what you're saying is like the way of deferring that is instead of taking it now. So if I went to the doctor tomorrow and they sent me a bill for $500, I would then pay it out of my own pocket, not take it out of the HSA, but hold on to that receipt for later. Right. Could you explain that process a little bit more?
Exactly. So you would actually save these receipts long term. You just save them in a folder so that you can reimburse yourself for those qualified medical expenses, meaning you don't have to pay any penalty or taxes on those dollars as long as you have the receipt to show that you have that amount of money available to you. So A lot of times this is actually just for a backup in case the IRS checks, but it's always good to have these receipts as that backup so that you can have that so you can reimburse yourself. Because if you get it audited or anything like that, then you got to have those receipts available to provide to the IRS to have that to show up front. So that's really, really important. And that's why that step is so important, is so that you know what that total is that you can actually pull out penalty free. And in addition, so that you can have the backup for the IRS if you ever get audited.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you just one question. This is, I think I've stumbled upon why I'm a skeptic of the process. And sure. I want you to tell me your thoughts on this. In order to really use this as like a future retirement vehicle, right? Like to take like large sums of money out later in life, you need to have both put money into the HSA when you're younger, right? But then also then cover your medical expenses out of pocket without touching that HSA money, right? So like, for example, if I put in 500 into my HSA, but then have a medical bill for 500, I don't touch that 500. I have to then come up with another 500. So essentially kind of like, I don't like we'll just say, I'm gonna call it double funding because you're not funding two different things, but you're coming up with like twice the money essentially because you're having to put it in two different places. So that was always my hesitancy with this process or this option of using HSA like a retirement account.
Exactly. And so if you think through this, if you were going to pay for a medical bill in cash, maybe you didn't even know an HSA existed. So you're going to pay for that medical bill in cash. So you can have that cash available to you. And then you're treating the HSA just like you would your traditional brokerage account, just dollar cost averaging into that HSA. And this is kind of one of your investment vehicles. Then you're actually using investment dollars for the HSA and you're paying cash for things like your medical expenses. So that's kind of how we think about it. So if you have, you know, an additional $1,000 per month that you can start to invest and you put 200 into the HSA, you put 800 into your other, you know, Roth IRA or 401k or whatever else you want to do, we see this almost as investment dollars instead of medical expenses when it comes to this, because you get those triple tax benefits. Now, yes, you can absolutely use this for your medical expenses as well. If you get into a bind, that's another huge benefit, is that you have your HSA available to you. You're not going to pay any penalties or taxes. So this is almost like a bonus medical emergency fund that you have available to you. But at the same time, I see it specifically as an investment vehicle over time, even though it's called health savings account. The little hack here is that you can utilize it for your investments and you can invest those dollars.
So thinking of it as just, this is another retirement account. It's like if I had a 401k and an IRA, I have going to have a 401k and an HSA and kind of treat it in that same way instead of thinking of, oh, this isn't necessarily where I'm going to cover all of my medical expenses from.
Exactly. So I put money into my HSA, not ever thinking that I'm going to spend it on medical bills. Instead, I'm thinking of it as in a retirement account for later on down the line.
Okay. Oh, then I almost forgot. There's one other part of the question here. They asked, should I focus on investing more into my 401k or HSA? So how do you balance that? Like knowing, okay, I have these two accounts here that I am treating as now two different retirement accounts. How do you balance where to put the money?
I personally look at this as which one has the better tax advantages. So one has the triple tax benefits. So I will look at the HSA first and actually contribute a percentage of my savings at this point in time now, as we've increased our income over time, we try to max out the HSA and then we'll go and max out our 401k. But if you can't do that, you can use a small percentage of your paycheck to go into the HSA, then go to the 401k. And you can kind of think through, hey, how much am I going to have in medical bills going forward? And do I need to have that set aside for medical bills? Or can I utilize this for retirement in the long run? So utilizing both, I think, is really going to help you diversify your tax situation. But at the same time, it's also going to help you in retirement long run, because you have that triple tax benefit. And then you also have the pre-tax benefit, especially if you want to get a tax break right now.
Got it. Okay. So it sounds like you need to, like, I like the way you put that. Like, think through, will I have enough medical expenses to cover the withdrawals I want to make out of this account? And if you're like, well, you know, obviously you can't predict the future, but you're like, you know, I'm relatively healthy. I know I don't really go to the doctor that often. I'm hoping that I won't have to for a very long time. Then you can say, maybe don't put the bulk of your money in the HSA, right? Maybe put a little bit more, focus more on the 401k in that situation. But if you're like, you know what? I know my family history. I know there's a high likelihood that I'm going to be needing medical care later in life. Then it feels like it's a little bit safer to put more of your income, not maybe not all of it, but like just lean a little bit more into an HSA than you would in the other situation.
Exactly. And it really does depend. If you're a really, really high earner, for example, and you just want to get that tax deduction right away, then you can look at having that HSA in that 401k. Or if you just want that 401k short term, then you could do it that way too. So there's a bunch of options, but looking at your personal situation is a huge, huge factor when it comes to this.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to break down this question with me. And before we get out of here, please let everyone know, where can they connect with you? Where can they listen to your amazing podcast? Where should they go?
Absolutely. You can listen to the podcast on any podcast player that you enjoy listening to podcasts to. It is the Personal Finance Podcast. We have episodes every Monday and Wednesday. And then if you ever are interested in connecting with me, I am at MastermoneyCO on all the social platforms as well.
Perfect. I'll put all that in the show notes and also put a link to the episode I was a guest on your show. So if you guys want to start with that episode, hop in there. We had a really great conversation. And Andrew, it's always great talking with you.
Thank you so much, Chris. I love being here.
Your boy keep it popping like Mary Poppins.